Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to JK Cement's earnings call for quarter and year-ended 31st March 2025, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 and FY25 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and statements which are based on current management expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for the opening remarks, which will follow by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Vaibhav. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Q4 call. The Board of Directors met on 24th of May to review the working of the company for the quarter ended 31st March 2025, as well as for the whole year. I will be presenting to you a brief synopsis, and then we'll take up the questions. So for the quarter, the net sales was 3,225 crores, as against 2,606 in the previous quarter, an increase of 24%, and a 13% increase year-on-year, which was 2,856 crores. The EBITDA for this quarter was 736 crores, as against 490 crores in the previous quarter, an increase of 50%, and 548 crores the previous year, an increase of 34%. EBITDA margins comparative was 22.8% in this quarter, 18.7% in the previous quarter, and year-on-year 19.2%. If you look at the profit before tax, was 593 crores, as against 295 crores in the previous quarter and 358 crores previous year. The per-ton EBITDA was 1,265 rupees a ton, as compared to 1,040 in the previous quarter and 1,078 previous year. These are the standalone results, and for the year, the net sales have increased only marginally by 1%, as 10,708 crores, as against 10,563 crores. The EBITDA was down by 1% at 1,978 crores, as against 2,005 crores. EBITDA margins for the year was 18.5%, as against 18.9%. Profit before tax was higher at 1,243 crores, as against 1,212 crores, an increase of 3%. And the profit after tax was higher at 870 crores, as compared to 831 crores year-on-year. The EPS was 112.59 rupees, as compared to 107.5 rupees, an increase of 5%. For the year, the EBITDA per ton was 1,017, as compared to 1,087 in the previous year. As far as the consolidated position, the net sales was again consolidated for the company was higher by 23% at 3,466 crores, as against 2,119 crores in the previous quarter, and 15% up year-on-year at 3,000, which was 3,016 crores. The EBITDA for the quarter consolidated was 765 crores as against 492 crores and 560 crores in the previous quarter. EBITDA margins comparative was 22.1, 17.4 and 18.5. The earning per share consolidated was 46 rupees 60 paisa as compared to 24 rupees 50 paisa and 28 rupees 30 paisa. Consolidated position for the year as compared to previous year, the net sales were higher by 3% at 11,493 crores as compared to 11,203 crores. The EBITDA was marginally lower at 2,027 crores as compared to 2,060 crores. And the profit before tax was higher by 6% at 1,242 crores as compared to 1,174 crores, and profit after tax was higher by 10% at 872 crores as compared to 790 crores. The earning per share was 111 rupees as compared to 102 rupees. These are the major highlights on the performance of the company. After reviewing the performance, the board also declared a dividend to the shareholders. They proposed a dividend for consideration of the shareholders at 15 rupees per share. I would also like to inform you about the debt profile of the company. So the gross debt as on 31st March stood at for the standalone position at 5,101 crores as compared to 4,593 crores. The cash balance was higher at 2,536 crores as compared to 2,006, and the net debt as on 31st March were 2,565 crores as compared to 2,587 crores. The net debt to EBITDA for the year was 1.3 as compared to 1.29, and the net debt to equity was 0.48 was 0.42 as compared to 0.48. The expansion project, we are doing an expansion, a brownfield expansion at Panna, along with a greenfield split grinding location at Bihar of 6 million tons. The work is in progress and as per schedule, and we will definitely complete within this fiscal, though our target is that maybe by December or January, the entire thing is on stream. So these are the major highlights, and if you have any questions, we'll be happy to address the same. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning and thanks for the opportunity. So first of all, congratulations on a great result actually. So my question was, in FY, I see that in Q4 you were at 94% clinker utilization. Could you also provide the clinker produced in FY25?
Yeah, Prashant, you share the numbers.
Yeah. Clinker production for the year as a whole is 1.2 million tons.
Huh?
12 million tons.
Could you provide the decimal as well?
It's 11.92 million tons.
Right. Okay, great. Like with this Panna 2 expansion coming through in December, I believe you will have good leeway for growth even beyond 26 then. I also wanted to understand what would be the expansion plans beyond 26 now that Panna is now nearing completion. I'm sure you would want to plan ahead as well.
Yeah, definitely. See, we are working out on the various options. As we have already told on our journey beyond for 2030 to become a 50 million producer. So we have options for Jaisalmer, and we have options in Karnataka as well as Orissa and another line at Panna. But mostly, you know, we are just working out the possibility could be in any of the things, but we are working out on the nitty-gritties, and I think mostly in next 3 to 4 months time, maybe by closer to commissioning of this plant, we should be in a position to know our next plans of expansion, and we will let you know.
Sure, but any priority that you think should be there, like Panna line 3 will come?
Well, I think it should be, mostly we are working to, it could be not, but we are evaluating everything. We are looking at all the approval status. So.
Sure. And lastly, CAPEX plan for 26 in rupees crore?
CAPEX will be again in the range of 1800 to 2000 crores in this year.
Sure. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Congratulations to management for a great set of numbers. So my first question is that has there been any update on the Odisha limestone mining lease agreement with the state government? That is my first question, sir.
So not yet. I mean, an update is that we are still pursuing, and that is, I mean, unless we get the, either on the getting the mining lease or, you know, a long-term arrangement which could support a project, we are still pursuing with the government. It has not concluded yet. The grant has not been done. So I think maybe in a, it looks challenging, but I think we should have an answer sometime in the next 3 to 4 months' time.
Sure, sir. So my second question is, sir, what has been the incentive booked this quarter and the guidance for FY26?
Yeah, Prashant, you can give the numbers, the incentive for the quarter.
Actually, incentive we are booking on the accrual basis, so there is not much of a difference on the quarter-on-quarter basis. It is like normally in the range of 75 to 80 crores every quarter, and that is likely to continue in this year also.
Except in this quarter, you know, we have incentive which we got for Prayagraj, so that is the incremental incentive of 12 crores which has come in this quarter.
Okay. And so lastly, what is the consolidated gross debt and net debt? Sorry if I'm missing the opening remarks, but if you can share consolidated gross debt and net debt.
Okay. There's no difference on the console because there's borrowing or cash on the console level.
And there's okay. No borrowing even in any of the subsidiaries.
Okay. Thank you, sir. These were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital India. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, there was a news regarding Container Corporation working with you on tank containers for bulk cement movement as well as LNG vehicles for end-to-end logistics. Can you highlight the scope of work and how it will benefit for the company?
No, so see, there was a tanker movement. This is another, line which some companies are doing. So we are in discussion with them, and we will work out when everything is, you know, for freight optimization, and we are able to reach. So container, because again, even there is a lot of competition, and we had a meeting with the chairman of Container Corporation, and then he suggested that, you know, on the container rate is, so we will need to work out, you know, because there is an increased demand for bulk cement going on. So how that would benefit on movement of bulk cement.
Okay, got it. And tank containers are purchased by Concord for some, on behalf of some of the customers, or we'll buy our own containers and use Concord networks. How that will be planned?
We have discussed, they will give a proposal. We will review the proposal and then take a final call.
Understood, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I reminded all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Good morning, sir, and congratulations on great. Yeah, I'm saying congratulations on great set of numbers. I think everything has fallen in place, be it volumes, realization, and the cost as well. My question was, are there any one-offs in the quarter, like, you know, be it on the cost front or let's say the realization front, which are unlikely to continue in the next quarter?
No, there are no one-offs, but you know, we have to we have got the good volume numbers, mainly driven by the Central India, and where, you know, we are more or less, you know, we have been able to ramp up the entire capacity now. So in fact, we are ready for the expansion, and if we had, you know, more clinker, you know, we could have done extra volume. So but that is there, maybe on the if we see on in terms of year on year, you know, there would be certainly numbers where some of the numbers were, you know, we had changed the method for it, were more material was in transit, so that's why the sale was less, and this year it has been, you know, the transit quantity has been lower, so that could be the only reason. Otherwise, we don't see, there are no one-offs in terms of any realization or on the cost.
And there would also be some impact because of the Mahakumbh in the previous quarter?
See, that is one of the reasons, you know, why we have a good growth, that our logistics team has done a very fantastic job in ensuring, you know, I mean, there has been actually a minimal loss to us. And we could just plan it in a way that during the Kumbh itself, all the dispatch, the material reached wherever it was required. But year on year, if you see, you know, the growth in the eastern region is there, it's reflected. So that it's not one off, it's going to continue now going forward.
Right. My second question then was about the difference in the EBITDA of consol and standalone. So what I observe is that this quarter, the difference between the same is almost 28 crore, which is, I think, the highest company has ever seen. So is it the UAE subsidiary only which is doing well? Is it Toshali which has done exceptionally well? I mean, I'm just trying to understand the sustainability of this number.
No, see, it is the UAE. See, as we said, the UAE plant has turned around, and the UAE profitability is better. Toshali is again, for the quarter, if you look at, the loss has reduced in Toshali during the quarter as compared to as we are ramping up the things, the loss has definitely reduced for Toshali. Year on year, definitely, there is a loss of about 8-9 crores in Toshali. But otherwise, you know, the UA numbers will definitely, when we are getting in if you look at on a quarterly basis, it could be around anything between 15 to 20 crores quarterly.
Mr. Sardev, does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. Just one follow-up here is that in the past, whenever we have seen this improvement in the UAE facility, it was said as one-off or in a sense for some special exports to Australia or something like that. Can we now say that UAE as an entity can generate about 1,800 crore of EBITDA on a sustainable basis? Is that the confidence, or we still need to be ready?
Yeah. I said between 15 to 20 crores on a quarterly basis.
Helpful.
Because again, there could be seasonality effect, because if we see when in the heat, or sometimes festival falls and there's a Eid or something, so it gets affected. Otherwise, if you look at, I think between 15 to 20 crores quarterly, this should be sustainable.
Right. Just one more question, if I may slip in, is about our preparedness for the Jaisalmer project. Now, I understand we were awaiting some incentives or some package from the state government, but from our channel checks, I also understand competition, some of the regional players there are moving a little ahead of us in terms of equipment ordering or inquiring. So is it fair to assume that the state has already clarified the incentives and package, and hence that could be the next project for us and for the peers, or in general, that cluster is ready to get developed, or there needs more clarity? Thanks.
So I think the cluster is ready for development. That I would say, whatever things are, there is an activity by us, there is some activity by the competition. I'm not aware of whether and competition has finalized orders, that I'm not aware, because none of the equipment suppliers also have informed that, because we do check up. I'm not aware of that. We are working out on all the details. We'll work out, it will be a greenfield site with railway siding and if we go ahead, many things. So we are in the process of working out the details, and looking to the when the project gets completed, looking to the balance sheet, we'll definitely put up, we'll see what the management, what the board decides. So I think clear picture, as I said earlier, should be there between the next 4 to 6 months' time.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, congrats on a very good set of numbers. I just have a few questions. So we were indicating about a cost reduction journey. So could you tell us about where we are in that?
So on the cost reduction journey, as we said, we have a scope for 150-200 crores. So we have already, achieved in case of the exit. The average will be less, but the exit and the logistic cost is close to 35-40 rupees in the exit and the logistic cost. On the green power also, there's an exit of, I would say that around 75 rupees a ton is the exit which we have already achieved. And we feel that during this year also, the exit, so we would get this 75 rupees a ton benefit now going forward during the full year. The incremental benefit which this year we could get is maybe another 25, though the exit would be higher.
Okay. Sure. Sir, but just to follow up on what you're saying, if we look at it on a per-ton basis, I think our freight costs have gone up on a full-year basis. So so was our lead distance. So when you say that it has reduced on a year-on-year basis, how to understand this better?
See, lead distance is a consequence of where you are meeting out the customer. We are working out on the where the cost reduction is not, we are not talking related to lead distance. It is, you know, negotiating a better rate. I mean, you are going through a bidding process. You are, you know, you are dispatching at the L1 basis. You are reducing the detention at the locations, which is again helping you in the freight. These are lead distance is a result of, you know, where the customer, like we have opened up Bihar. And so it has, it's a new market, and so the lead distance has increased because of that. So but that is not, I mean, a freight reduction, I mean, that would have been there. If these steps would not have been taken, then the cost would have been still higher. But.
Okay. Sure, sir. I get it. You basically are saying that you're entering new geographies, so there's some bit of cost involved towards that. Sure, sir. Sir, and just one more question. Like, with respect to some region-wise dynamics, like you're saying that Central, the ramp-up was good in this quarter, and you did volumes better than the previous quarters. So can you tell us directionally, like, which sectors are doing better within Central? Like, is it the individual housing, or is it government infra projects? Any guidance there, if you could say?
So as you would have seen, I mean, that's for the sector. I mean, see, again, why Central? Because we had made investment in Central, and that was the biggest area we are now, and, you know, catering the entire state of MP and UP, and gradually, you know, ramping up the volumes. And when the expansion comes up, the going forward, you know, the increase in volumes would be from Central. In the North and South, you know, we will be at par with the market. So this is what, so that we do not lose our market share in these regions. As regards the demand, I think as we see, I mean, see, presently, post, you see the next year, the first year after elections is normally lower, which was there. But now, the demand was good in the month of March, but again, which is again quite normal, but this year it was a bit more exceptional. But in this month, I mean, it is driven by housing and infra. It's a combination of all that. We have not seen any. I can't say that in this particular sector is resulting in increase in demand, but rural demand is definitely good.
Sir, is trade growing faster or is non-trade growing faster, sir, in Central?
No, sir. See, for us, you know, we concentrate more on the trade volumes, and we are working because when you're made in, we have to get a market share, and our, you know, main emphasis is to increase the trade share.
Sure. Sure.
Because non-trade is more on a price-driven also, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, sir. So just one last question, if I may squeeze in. Our other costs on a per-ton basis have gone up. Is there anything that has changed here in terms of our cost structure, or is there any element to this?
So the other costs which have gone up.
No, it is. It is basically.
Yeah, Prashant.
Yeah. It is, sir, mainly of the advertisement and the marketing spend which we have done extraordinarily in this quarter. And in the other cost also includes some of the costs which are variable in the nature and which goes up along with the volumes.
Okay. Okay. No, sir, I'm talking not about the quarter. I'm talking
Hello?
On a year-on-year basis. So it's gone up from 980 per ton to 1,035. So I just wanted to understand, like, the jump is, like, pretty sizable. It's almost 200 crores increase on a year-on-year basis. So I just wanted to understand any specific thing that we are doing extra which is, like, resulting in this cost to go up.
No, no. See, again, the cost going up is so one. Yeah, Prashant, carry on.
No, basically it is on account of the action taking. Yeah, hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now it's audible.
Hello.
Please continue.
Hello.
Yeah, Prashant, we can hear you.
So I was telling that basically in account. Yeah, it is on account of the network creation and the advertisement spent for the new markets. So we are doing the extraordinary cost on that account. And that is why we are seeing the volume hike, which is higher than the industry. So that is something which is extraordinary cost.
Yes, sir. So this may not be recurring entirely. Would that be a correct
question? No, see. No, no, I would say that, you know, a marketing investment would continue to be there as we are growing. So, and you have to maintain the trade share. So the marketing spend will, it's an investment. See, again, accounting entry says that, okay, it is part of revenue. But as we are expanding and you are entering new markets, you are trying to maintain. So this spend, you know, will continue to be there. This year there was a lot of demand for to have a brand ambassador, you know, for the Grey Cement. So we introduced a new logo. We changed the design of our bags. We had brand ambassador again. All this is a positive, and this is why, you know, in the new region we have been able to grow substantially during the quarter as well as during the year. So this branding in this expense, or we call, and I would treat it as an investment for some time as we have growth plans, is going to continue. Yes, the per ton impact would have been lower, but it is more reflected because overall the volumes have not grown this year. It is only in the quarter that it is higher, but if you look at the year, because of subdued demand, you know, the per ton costs seem to be higher.
Sure, sir. Just one last question, sir. What are guidance for volumes for 26?
So 26 volume guidance is close to about 20 million.
Sorry, 20 million.
20 million for the gray, and if you look at 22 million, it should be, you know, combined volume.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congrats for great results. My first question is on your clinker utilization on annual basis in North, Central, and South operations. If you can get that number.
So annual basis, the clinker utilization is 82%. Hello?
Yeah, hello? 82%. And hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, 82%. Yes.
And how is it in like North and Central plants for yourself? Clinker utilization?
We're not giving numbers for each quarter region.
No, it is more or less same, ranging in the range of say 85%.
Okay, and what was the paint segment EBITDA loss for the quarter and for the full year?
45 crores is the loss for the paints for the full year.
Okay, and can you highlight on competitive intensity in white segment? Because there's some improvement in realizations which you have seen in this quarter. The specific one-off or like that competitive intensity has like softened a bit in fourth quarter?
No, the competitive intensity, you know, has not softened. This is a mixed number. I mean, the putty continues, you know, to be, I mean, we are, I mean, the competition on, especially on the putty, is continuing to be very competitive. As a result, you know, it's a declining realization per ton quarter on quarter, we every time feel that it has bottomed out, but we are yet to see even beginning of the year there are some, though not that big, but still, you know, it is on a sliding trend. There is no particular one-offs in the quarter. What I would say it is, it's an annual, you know, certain things, maybe some, it's a sort of a mixed difference.
Okay. And last question on cement pricing on like post-March, how has been the cement pricing trend in your markets since March?
So post-March, you know, if you see that north and central, there could be about 1% increase in the pricing, at least from the exit, what we see. And in case of south, yes, definitely about a 5 to 7% increase is there in the pricing in this south region.
Sure. Thank you, sir. I'll leave you my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pushkar Jain from Millie Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question was also regarding pricing. Can I confirm post-March it is 1% in north and central and 5 to 7% in south?
Yeah. 5 to 7%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon for taking my question and congrats for a great set of numbers. So the first question is with regards to the paint business now with increasing competitive intensity in that business. I mean, how do we see the outlook for that business, let's say in FY26? And secondly, a bookkeeping question on the railroad mix. Thank you.
So on the paint, when despite the competition as we had planned, and we have been able to close the year at with a top line of 275 crores, and again, and we feel that in next fiscal, again, you know, we should have a top line. Anything between 400, minimum 400 to 450 crores. And we are working on, as we are, you know, doing, we should be able to improve upon our margins as we have during this year, you know, we have done all the, there was some modernization activity done at the paint plant. So, which is resulting in, you know, cost savings, and we are working out on the discount structure. Since we were a new entrant, our discount structures were marginally higher as compared to competition. So we are correcting on that. The competition continues. We are not, you know, competing with the top guys. Still, we are, as we, our prime reason to enter the paint business was, you know, we were already there with putty, and we are using those counters, and we are successful, and we hope that we should be able to maintain this trajectory of growth.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Prashant, you can inform with the railroad mix.
And our rail movement is 12%. Yeah. 12% in this quarter, rail movement.
So, thanks and all the rest of you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible. We could hear you. Participants, please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and very good afternoon. And congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, my question pertains to premium cement. We have already reached 15% in this quarter. So how do you see premium cement reaching in FY26 as a percentage of trade sale?
So for the quarter, we have achieved 15%, but we hope that we are working towards increase in premium, maybe another 2% increase overall. I mean, we have for the year, the overall was about 14%, 13.4%. So we should do about anything between 15 to 17% in this year.
Okay. And sir, what was our fuel mix this quarter?
Prashant?
Yeah. Yeah, our fuel mix was like around 70% of the petcoke and balance the alternate fuel and the imported fuel, Indian and the imported fuel.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaspreet Singh Arora from Equitas PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Saugi and Mr. Prashant, and congratulations.
Good afternoon.
My first question, sir, was on the... thanks for sharing that paints trajectory. What's the EBITDA break-even for us? At what level do we do that?
I think in FY27, we should be able to achieve that, which was, you know, maybe it's 1 year... extension because we bought the plant, so about FY27 we should have a break even.
Okay, got it. And the volume growth that you highlighted, so you said about 20 million, I think we did. So did you mean at a console level? So from 18 we move to 20 if we achieve that.
From 18 we move to 20.
So that's about 10% growth. And
yeah.
In terms of white, I didn't understand. So white we did total put together, including subsidiary, 2.2. So now you're saying 2 million tons.
No, I said it's a broad number. I mean,
But we should maintain.
But in case of white, there'll be, you know, the growth trajectory will not be much.
Understood.
You know, so, I mean, it is very nominal, 1 lakh tons here and there difference, you know, it doesn't make, I mean, on a broad numbers.
Fair point. Got it. And on the EBITDA per ton, sir, we've closed the year on a you know, a multi-quarter high, 1265, but the year as a whole was about 1020, you know, as you've highlighted. So what aspiration or, you know, what would be, you know, that broader range that will give you satisfaction for the current financial year, F26, on a full year basis, EBITDA per ton?
Satisfaction is definitely much higher that we should be able to maintain what we have achieved in the last quarter. That is a satisfaction level. But actually, it will not be so as, I mean, yes, quarterly, you know, on a year-on-year basis, we would definitely be happy, you know, if we achieve a number which is at more than FY24, the EBITDA per ton
1,087.
So we'll be definitely happy, you know, if we are able to achieve more than FY24, because FY25 it was lower. So
So 1100 plus minus, I think, would, you know, where if you see.
But that's not in our hands. So yes,
Fair. And both the upcoming expansions, the grinding unit Bihar and Panna, is you mentioned December for commissioning. So do we get one quarter of benefit, the March quarter, or we
No, we are just, and what I said that we our target was within FY26.
Right.
But we are working maybe by December, January, the grinding unit is upstream, the clink. The as far as the you know, the brownfield expansions are concerned, which is the clinkerization and 1 million ton each at Panna, Prayagraj and Hamirpur, I'm confident that, you know, we could be able to achieve that in within December.
Okay.
The grinding greenfield grinding may be taken a month or so extra. But though we are targeting by December, latest January, this should be on stream.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. And all the best for a fantastic year ahead. So thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the final reminder and no further reminders will be given. That you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and congratulations on great set of performance for this quarter. Sir, couple of questions. First, sir, as we are saying, if we will be starting the 6 million ton by December, January, is it fair to say that the next year, FY27, at least we should have a 50% plus kind of a utilization? So kind of a looking at 3 million ton extra volume should be there in FY27.
Oh, so about definitely 2.5 million, 3 million. I mean, as of now, to say difficult because even in this year, you know, some of the buckets when we have the volume, some of the volume numbers would be there, are part of will be part of the expansion in this year also.
Okay, got it. Secondly, sir, this quarter the trade mix has increased significantly, 71% versus third quarter it was 66%. So obviously it is a great thing. So is there a further possibility to increase this trade, sir?
No. See, what is actually happening, the new markets which we are entering, like for Bihar, for example, the entire volume is in the trade segment only.
Okay.
So when the grinding unit gets started, then we will enter, you know, it doesn't make sense to send non-trade in the new market from the existing plant because it will not be able to compete. When the grinding unit is there, we'll be able to compete in the non-trade segment also.
Got it. Sir, just to clarify, this quarter paint EBITDA loss was just a 3 odd crore versus the last quarter was significantly higher, 15-17 odd crore. But still we are saying that by FY27 we should be seeing a break even. Rather it should be this year we should be reaching a break even.
No, see, what will happen is that as the number, if the branding investment more or less remains the same or marginal increase, when I'm getting an incremental top line with an improved gross margin, we are working on improvement in gross margin, that will bring down, you know, the losses. So we are hopeful, we are working ahead as a target, you know, our focus. So initially, you know, I said well before what we said, initially it was FY28, what we are targeting is to, you know, have a break even by FY27.
Okay. Got it. And in terms of the revenue, obviously this year you said 400, 450 odd crore, but FY27, previously we said 600 odd crore. So that is...
Yeah, it should be 600. Yeah. So if we grow, you know, annually and year on year by 150 crores.
Got it.
Will definitely help.
Okay. And sir, whenever we will finalize this next expansion, as we highlighted, maybe 4-6 months down the line. So is it fair to say that because we want to add another 20 odd million ton, so roughly number could be 11-12,000 odd crore kind of a capex that we are looking at. So on a yearly basis, from FY27 onwards, 2000 crore kind of a capex should be there, but nevertheless, given the kind of the profitability we have, so current net debt can easily be maintained. That's the way one can look at for next even 2-3 years.
Yeah, definitely. See, if we have to reach the target of 50 million tons, the kind of investment what you mentioned will have to be made. Otherwise, without investment, you can't achieve that numbers.
True. Got it. And sir, just a last clarification on profitability. Said that the 75 rupees per ton cost saving we have achieved versus what we 150-200. But from the next year, FY26, we are saying incremental 25. But if I have to see from average to average, maybe it should be a 50 rupees kind of a saving should be there in FY26.
So average, you know, if we say to the average cost saving during this year over last year as we would be about 40 rupees a ton. The exit is 75, what I said. So again, we should get on an average another additional 40 rupees 40-50 rupees as an incremental in the next fiscal on year-on-year basis. But exit is again, next year's exit would be higher.
True, got it. And lastly, on green share, how one can look at FY26 from 51% currently that we have?
So green share, you know, by FY26 should be closer to 60. I mean, that is, we are working out on various things. I think after Panna should be closer to 60.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take only last two questions for today. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Singh from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So from UAE plant, I believe that we are running at optimum utilization rate. So can you please share that what is the import which is being done into India from UAE plant? And secondly, are we looking at some capex on that plant also if the utilization rate seems to be more than 90% now?
No. One, the UAE plant is not operating at that level as yet. We are, we are exporting certain volume from UAE plant for our certain markets in the southern region. That is, that volume is around 40,000-45,000 tons annually. And besides that, some of the customers place order, you know, we, the bulk buyers, like even Asian Paints and some other players, they take cement from us from the UAE plant. So, we are, the white cement definitely will have a lot of competition. Asian Paints plant is likely to commission sometime, in Q2. And that will definitely have an impact on the white cement consumption because they will also reduce the volume which they are taking from us going forward. Because when their plant stabilizes, they will shift to their own production.
So, does it mean that in the white cement and putty business, the volumes will largely remain flat over in FY26? Right?
Yeah, that's not much. Yeah, so we'll be growing in the putty, and there may be some slippage. Though we are working out on a new avenues, we are introducing. We have for the UAE plant, we have entered into a dry mix category where we are doing quite well. You know, we have already one of the top three, we are number three in the dry mix segment in the UAE. So it's again, as we told earlier that, we have a plan for the UAE plant. So it is one, the core business continues, the white business, but definitely we have to have more avenues for income as well as the profit. That is why we will be able to, if we have all these challenges and to maintain a profitability. So this is why we are working out on Africa. The Africa is growing, the putty there, and we so all that will result in growth of the UAE business. Or if there are any challenges there, it will be able to maintain consistently maintain the profitability over there.
And secondly, for grey cement, when we speak about 20 million ton kind of volume in FY26, what is the volume are we assuming from the new plant with the expansion which is going on? And when we speak about 5-7 price increase in south market, how has been the price increase in Maharashtra? Can you please share this? Thank you.
So, from the new plant, as I said, the expansion which gets this year could be, major volume growth will again come from central India. If we talk about the expansion itself, could be another 500,000, and balance will come in there could be measured quantity, I think, should come in from central India, which could be out of that 2 million ton growth, we could see more than half coming in from central India.
And about prices, sir?
So prices, you know, it has broadly mainly increased in the Karnataka. I mean, not so much in the Pune region, but it is more in the Karnataka region.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. This will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. So I just wanted to have a sense around the volume mix around various geographies for FY25, like between North, Central, South. If you could just give a broad split, and I believe you're selling in Bihar also now. So just if you could give a rough understanding of the same.
See, a bit broadly, I would say maybe 65% and 35% broadly. I mean, I would exactly mean from north and south should be about 65% and 35% in the central.
Okay, and then east sales like while
the central means the east plant. I mean, east is part of central plant.
Okay. So you, the new Bihar grinding unit that is coming up. So, like broadly, I see that there's a plan to raise volumes even in East while you club it Central. But I see that there's a plan to grow East as well now. So, like, so in that sense, any sense if you would give on the, let's say, maybe going ahead, what will the plans on region-wise growth?
So, see, again, Central plant, that's a natural extension into Bihar from Central India. So, I mean, it is because, again, Bihar does not have any limestone. So, it is only fed by Central India plants. So, it's a natural growth where we are setting up there. So, it will, the clinker will definitely go from Central India into Bihar.
So, just wondering, frankly, generally, Bihar as a market has been having lower pricing than the central markets, maybe almost 20, 30 rupees lower. In fact, that after the recent price hikes. So what really is the rationale of going more into Bihar when you can actually maybe cater to UP, MP and with better realization as well?
See, when you want to expand rationale, what you're talking about, there is definitely some subsidies in Bihar which we may get. As you grow, you can't only growth, you can't pick and choose that only we will have the desired growth and we continue to remain only in this area. How will you, if you don't expand your territories, then you cannot grow.
Right.
How will you get the volumes? It will be very difficult to get volumes only in an existing territory.
Sure. Understood. Yeah, that's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, I would like to thank the management of JK Cement for the call and also many thanks to the person joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. You may now conclude the call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining in. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, members of the management. Thank you, sir. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.